The following program is rated PG. Please be advised that what you are about to hear may contain mature themes, mild uses of bad language, and some instances of violence which may be unsuitable for younger listeners. Parental guidance is suggested.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
You are listening to Showcase, The Dickens Effect, which was written by Patty Cassidy.
Jesse? Jesse Lambert.
Ah, Christ, not again.
I beg your pardon?
You. I thought I was rid of you.
I've never met you before.
Not you, but I've already met your pals. Christmas past, Christmas presents. I figure it's about time for you to show up. Christmas future, isn't it?
That's right. Pleased to meet you. I hear it didn't go too well with the others.
Nope. They didn't get what they were after.
And that was?
My nervous breakdown.
That is not true. No one wants you to fall apart.
Well, of course you do. But no matter how well it's worked out for you before, it's not going to happen to me.
And why do you say that?
Because I'm not a total illiterate. I've seen A Christmas Carol 100 times. Plus, we read it in school. Scrooge gets visits from the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future. They break him down with escalating hallucinations. He cracks up and gives his money away to the poor and loves children and geese or something like that.
And just because you know the story,
I'm not finished. Even if I didn't know the story, we now have something called psychotherapy to help us deal with delusions like you. If they're bad enough, we also have lots of drugs to make them go away.
I am actually more than a delusion.
And, last of all, I have nothing to be ashamed of.
I find it interesting that you bring up the shame word.
Oh, don't start that with me. I talked to my therapist about your visits. She put it all in perspective. She said her wealthy clients often have blips like this. She said not to worry about it. She calls it the Dickens effect.
So you were frightened by our visits?
Oh, I'll admit they shook me up. But I've got my therapist on speed dial to deal with these relapses. As a matter of fact, I can call her now.
I don't think it's necessary.
I have the camera on so we can get the whole effect. You in the Santa Claus outfit and all.
This is Camille Defoe. I can't answer the phone right now, but if you need help immediately, please call 561.
Figures. Anyway, she also said I needed to calm down from work. The holidays are too stressful. I started deep breathing and meditating.
How was that working out for you?
It was working out okay. Until now. I may need meds. Hey, can anybody else here see you, or do I look like I'm talking to myself?
Which is worse, looking like you're talking to yourself, or talking to a man in a Santa Claus outfit?
Geez, I haven't thought of that. Maybe we should sit in a booth.
We've had some meetings about you lately.
Oh, that's flattering. A whole symposium on Jesse J. Lambert. What did you decide?
It wasn't just about you. It was about your whole generation. Ever since 1987, the Gordon Gekko syndrome has been booming.
Oh, as in Gordon Greed is Good, Wall Street Gecko. I love that movie. My friends and I watch it every year at Christmas.
He has made our lives pretty tough. Nobody is interested in changing their lives. The world, nothing now.
The world moves on, my friend. We've grown beyond you.
Apparently. It's pretty demoralizing. It's actually depressing. We keep hoping you'll turn things around, though.
Any reason you've picked on me?
People will listen to you. You're very persuasive. It's not just about you. It's way beyond that.
Do tell. You want a drink?
No, thanks. I don't.
Right. I guess we'd go right through you. No? Nothing? Never mind. Bartender, one more over here.
Coming right up.
Now, where were we?
This is all about the poor, the unlucky, the abused, the victims. They need your help.
Hogwash! They can learn to help themselves. If we do it, they'll still be at the mercy of someone else. This way, they're hungry enough to climb the ladder themselves. Survival of the fittest and all that jazz. They should thank us. You just make them weaker.
Seems to me I've heard all that before.
I never claimed it was mine.
It sounds logical. It sounds easy. It's pathetic that even some of your victims buy into it. They try hard to make it in a world where the deck is stacked against them.
Them's the breaks. They might come back as millionaires the next time around.
Still pretty unoriginal there, Jesse. I gave you credit for more brains than that. But I have to be honest with you. I have another reason for trying to make you see the light.
I knew it! Shoot from the hip, cowboy.
I'm under orders. You are my final shot. I've had too many failures over the past couple of years. I have to convince you to change your ways, or else.
Or else what?
Or else I lose my job.
You can lose your job?
It's happened before. To others.
But, I mean, lose your job.
Yes. And it is not funny.
Oh, my God. I can see you at the unemployment office now. Oh, the tabloid coverage, the political campaigns, the Oprah interviews. Oh, this is rich. You'll need an agent.
Thanks so much for your understanding.
It's my trademark. Let me see. If you get fired, what will you do?
I could show you if I had a computer.
You guys use those?
They're easier than whisking unwilling subjects around the world. I'm surprised the others didn't use them.
We never got that far. Here, use my tablet.
Here we all are, under a bridge. See how thin we are? It's bitter cold, and all we have are these tatters to huddle in. Even though we're very old, when we get sick, we can't afford health care. No government help for us, since we don't have IDs.
Does anyone have a spare blanket?
Well, that was the last of the fire. Whose turn is it to get more wood? Present?
Hey! Look at the funny old geezers!
I want the hats.
Of course, it's the Christmas season, and we get a lot of work street corner Santas.
That's harsh, all right. I feel sorry for you guys. But don't try and pin it all on me. You could have prepared for it. Stashed away a few bucks here and there from a generous convert.
We never thought it would come to that. And we weren't allowed to see our own futures.
So you've already lost your job?
No, but it's close enough to keep us working harder to save you, in order to save the world.
Tough stuff. But remember, you only lose if you're a loser. And you're only a loser if you don't think ahead. You can change the future if you know what's coming. Hey, I think I have a solution.
Yes?
It's a win-win answer for both of us. Have a drink, my friend.
Am I going to like this?
That's entirely up to you. You want me to do something for someone else and influence the world for the better, right?
Of course.
And you don't want to be living under bridges if you fail, right?
Right again.
Here's my offer. I could use you in my work. That little prescience thing of yours could come in pretty handy in the market. It could save your ass from destitution. You help me, and I help you. We're both happy.
Why do I feel as though I'm being sucked into a swamp?
So if you see the future, my job is to finance the future.
The ultimate insider trading?
Exactly. And it wouldn't be traceable to any leaks. And once you get going, you'd be able to fund some of your down and outers. You'd be rich enough to give your dough to charities directly instead of trying to change people like me. It's like you said, we're hopeless anyway, right?
I didn't say you were hopeless. I just said it was getting harder to make an impact on you. But what about Christmas past and Christmas present? We work as a tag team. I couldn't leave them behind.
One more round over here.
And one for your friend?
No, thank you.
Oh. No, he's still not drinking.
Of course not. Whatever. One drink coming up.
Right. Your pals. Well, present could be pretty useful to a couple of information gathering services. Even the NSA couldn't catch him if he dropped in on some scenes unannounced.
You mean corporate espionage?
It doesn't have to be corporate.
Spying?
You make it sound ugly. Now, as for the past, we could rent them out to forensic researchers. They pay a bundle to be able to see the scene of a crime while it was happening. Oh, that would be brilliant.
There's something very wrong here.
Nah, it's just using your talents for good, but getting paid for it.
It's illegal. It's part of the problem instead of the solution.
You'd be taking care of yourself. You'd be adding to the total wealth of the world. If you play it right, you could be one of the world's greatest philanthropists, like Carnegie and Nobel. You could inspire millions of people. Welcome to the Future Foundation.
You're getting carried away, but you are pretty persuasive, I must say.
So, we have a deal?
I will think about it and talk with the others. Let's just say we don't not have a deal. There is a complication, though.
What's that?
I'm not sure we can take our powers with us.
Well, that's a deal breaker, obviously. You'll just have to figure out how to keep them.
I can't see any way to do so.
Okay, here's the deal. Say I act like you worked your magic on me. You'd keep your job and your powers. I'd write my donations to charity into my development budget. I could even play with kids, losers, and drunks for as long as I needed to. You guys work with me under the table and start bankrolling your getaway. I'd invest for you.
This gets slimier by the minute. I need a bath. I don't think I could sell it to the others.
Consider the alternatives, my friend. What are you going to do? Hang out under a bridge for the rest of your natural, unnatural life, as the case may be? Trust me, this is a sweet deal. And you can renew your contract every Christmas. It'll be a real cakewalk, my friend. Trust me.
I'll talk to the others.
Hey, pal. Where'd you go? Was I too late? Are you coming back? I can fix you up in a nice Armani. A Jaguar. I'll do anything you say for the rest of my life. Just come back.
Merry Christmas, Jesse Lambert. Thanks for the ideas. We'll be in touch.
You have been listening to Showcase, The Dickens Effect, which was written by Patty Cassidy, and which starred, in order of appearance, Shane Harris as Christmas Future, Paul R. Beesey as Jesse Lambert, Lisa Michaud as Camille Defoe, Jerry Kokich, as the bartender, Angelique Bone as Christmas Past, Jeff Niles as Christmas Present, Jenny Hicks as Kid Number 1, and Rachel Rumler as Kid Number 2. The Showcase theme tune was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The music heard in this program was as follows: Away in a Manger by Bobby Cole, Greensleeves by Mark Kramowski, Oh Little Town of Bethlehem by Bobby Cole, Deck Away Any Hall, and Christmas Swing by Dewey DeLay. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Dream Realm Showcase, was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Please join us again soon for another incredible story.
This program is copyright 2019, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.